Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
+1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lynnell Willingham, taking you up to 150. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler going to get you geared up with Nats on deck. As we roll throughout the program, we'll get you an official prediction before we get out of here. We'll also get you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my six commanders that I'll have under the spotlight as we get geared up for the season opener tomorrow against the New York Giants. 1 o'clock kickoff from Northwest Stadium. Santana Moss getting inducted into the Commanders Ring of Fame. We found out today that we're going to have a sellout crowd. There was actually a piece this week in The Athletic that really highlighted just some of the renovations that that have happened at Northwest Stadium over the course of the offseason, including adding additional seats. So if that doesn't tell you, you know, where the excitement is right now for this program, for this organization, then I don't know what will. Right now, though, I want to get to your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Your keys to victory. I gave you my first key. Kelly is in Hyattsville, wants to give a key to victory. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, got a headline for you and a key to victory now. Headline is see how they run. I think the red line, the headline is they're going to be heavy on the run coming back in this. And the key to victory on the defensive end is that that cornerback room. If Russ doesn't have any place to go, it makes the pass rush better, makes the run defense better, and I think that's the key.
Kelly, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Our Burgundy and Gold game day coverage gets rolling at 9 a.m. with Earl Forsey. He'll bring you countdown to kickoff. Then myself and Denton Day will lead you up to kickoff tomorrow, 11-1 on 106.7 The Fan, as well as the Team 980. My second key to victory, win the turnover battle. It was, and it's cliche, and it's one of those football axioms that you could use for each and every game of the season. But I think, you know, tomorrow it's even more important. I go back to what happened on Thursday night between Philadelphia and Dallas. The only reason Philadelphia won that football game is because they won the turnover battle. If Miles Sanders doesn't fumble the football, you know, inside of the five-yard line, it's probably a totally different outcome. So I think in week one it's even more important to win the turnover battle when play is going to be sloppy, when it's not going to be, you know, easy going on either side of the football. I think winning the turnover battle makes the job a hell of a lot easier. And I think that's, like I said, in week one, in week five, in week 11, you know, whoever wins the turnover battle in the National Football League usually wins. But I think in week one, when the margin for error is smaller, I think winning the turnover battle becomes even more important. My third and final key is don't give up the deep shot. Limit the explosives from Russell Wilson and this New York Giants offense. And last year, you know, I thought from a defensive standpoint, Joe Witt Jr. and company did a really good job of limiting explosive plays. But if you're looking at this Commanders run defense, and all signs lead back to the run defense, so don't get annoyed with what I'm saying here. They were fifth or sixth worst in the National Football League last year in terms of explosive runs that were given up. That's rushes of 10 or more yards. When we talk about not giving up the explosives, I think people, you know, traditionally point to the pass game and go, well, hey, don't get beat deep. Don't let Malik Nabers and company, you know, run wild on Sunday. I look at Cam Statabue and Tyrone Tracy on the ground. That's the group that I'm more so concerned with when it comes to, you know, the explosive plays. But bottom line is this, and it feels like to me as we inch closer to kickoff, it feels like to me, and I've said it all throughout the show, if you can't stop the run, it's one of those football things that has an impact and a trickle-down effect on both sides of the football. Winning time of possession, obviously going to be huge for Washington as well. If you're in New York and you want to give yourself the best chance to win, how do you do it? You keep Jaden Daniels in this high-octane offense on the sideline. How do you best do that? By running the damn football and milking clock. So it always goes back to, can you stop the run? Can you be more physical than New York tomorrow at the point of attack? But right now, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067, your keys to victory for tomorrow's season opener for the Washington Commanders. My first couple of keys, pretty easy. Win the early downs on both sides of the football. Offensively, keep yourself in that third and manageable spot. And then on defense, get yourselves in the third and long in those obvious pass rushing situations where you can go get after Russell Wilson. If you're just now joining the program, we found out yesterday Giants all-pro left tackle Andrew Thomas officially listed as doubtful for tomorrow. So it's unlikely that he's going to get the opportunity to give it a go. James Hudson going to get the start at left tackle for New York. And if you're Von Miller, if you're Dorrance Armstrong, if you're Frankie Louvu or any of the edge rushers for Washington, I mean, you got to be chomping at the bit to go up against that offensive line, which on paper is already not a very good group. You now take away their best pass protector, their best offensive lineman, period. You should have the opportunity to really dominate that matchup. My second key is win the turnover battle, and I don't think Washington will have any issue doing that. Jaden Daniels, last year, lowest turnover-worthy throw percentage in the National Football League as a rookie, and when you date back to his time at Arizona State, it's simply who he has been. But last year, defensively for Washington, and it's something that Joe Witt Jr. talked about this spring, they dropped 8 or 9 interceptions throughout the course of last year. And, excuse me, they dropped 15 or 16, rather, interceptions throughout the course of last year. If you catch 8 or 9 of those balls, the outlook of your season is totally different. And maybe, just maybe, we're talking about this defense as a strength instead of a liability here. But my final key, as we just mentioned, limit the explosives. And for me, when it comes to these explosive plays, my concern is not really Malik Nabers and Darius Slayton and company on the perimeter. It's, can you stop Tyrone Tracy? Can you stop Cam Statabue? And can you bow up at the point of attack? I just mentioned it if you're just joining us. Washington last year tied for 5th worst in the NFL in terms of explosive runs given up throughout the course of the season. That's rushes of 10 or more yards. So, like I said, you're going to find out right away how much better you are at the worst part of your game. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Barry is in Potomac Falls. Wants to chime in. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? So the problem is I don't think they're going to be able to stop the run, but I'm okay with that if they don't allow Russell Wilson to have a classic Russell Wilson day. What I mean by that is the New York media, everybody knows that it's Jackson Dart's team, and if you get to him early and you get a tipped interception or he's here in the pass rush beforehand and goes down and takes the sack, the team's going to self-destruct because he knows that people want Jackson Dart in there. So to me, it's making Russell Wilson feel uncomfortable early in the game and making him doubt himself. So that's my key. I don't think they're going to be able to stop the run, but that's my key. Thank you.
Appreciate you as always. Yeah, look, just to piggyback on what he said, you know, Russell Wilson traditionally throughout the course of his career, not a quarterback that, you know, plays well under pressure. And it goes back to the first key here, winning the early downs. If you can't get New York into these obvious third and long passing situations, I really think you're going to struggle to stop them offensively. I go back to the numbers from a season ago when you played them. And for all the Commander fans out there that think Sunday is going to be some sort of cakewalk, I think you got another thing coming. You beat this team last year by a combined 8 points, and they were one of the first teams to exploit your Achilles heel. Last year, when playing New York in week 2, it's 22 carries at 6 yards a pop. The only reason you won the game in week 2 is because of the Malik Nabers drop, and they didn't have a field goal kicker. So I understand that there's a, you know, unwavering confidence right now in this fan base, but don't act as if Sunday is going to be some sort of cakewalk. I know the guys internally aren't looking at it that way either. I mentioned the rushing numbers in week two. It was even worse in week number nine. 31 carries at 5 yards a pop. So we talk about getting after Russell Wilson and putting him under pressure and not allowing him to have one of those vintage Russell Wilson performances. The only way that you can do that, the only way that I have confidence in you doing that, is if you stop the run on the early downs, talking about first and second down, not letting Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadaboo get going. Cam Scadaboo's the guy that I really look at and go, you know, if there's somebody that's an X factor for this Giants offense that can really, you know, change the dynamic and the outlook of this football game, I think it is Cam Scadaboo. That is a 5'9", you know, ball of butcher knives, man, rolling downhill. Like, he is super strong, runs with good pad level. I know he's not some combine warrior that's going to go run 4.5 or 4.4, but when you get late into downs and you get late into the football game in the third and fourth quarter, no one wants to tackle Cam Scadaboo. And I go back to last year because that's all we have to go off of. The first six quarters of football for this football team on offense and on defense was sloppy. And Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary came in week two last year and ran the football all over this group. So that is my number one concern as we get geared up for tomorrow against the New York Giants. But I feel like for Washington, and the last caller mentioned the secondary and how important it is for that group to, you know, be able to play fast and get off to a good start and build some confidence. A couple of more numbers for you here. Joe Witt Jr., or rather Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings, gets a lot of hype for being that guy that blitzes and blitzes and blitzes until he can't blitz anymore. Last year, the Washington Commanders blitzed more than any team in the National Football League on second down. It is who Joe Witt Jr. and company want to be. And what I'm trying to figure out is this, right? If you're Washington and you now have, you know, two corners on the perimeter that you legitimately believe in, talking about Marshon Lattimore and Trey Amos, does it make you blitz more, right? Because you can make the argument last year in terms of how much Washington tried to pressure the opposing team's quarterback. It was out of necessity because you didn't trust the guys that you had on the back end, right? And the way that they played defensively and the way they tried to scheme it up is what one of the last callers alluded to, not giving up the explosives, right? Doing this, playing in this situation, or playing this style of ball, rather, where you're keeping everything in front of you, you're coming up and rallying and tackling. I think with two corners on the perimeter that you believe in even more, I think you blitz even more. And maybe, just maybe, by season's end, it's Joe Witt Jr. that has that, you know, title of being the most aggressive defensive coordinator in football, because last year the, you know, eye test may not show it, but they definitely were a group that, you know, was hell-bent on getting pressure and getting after the opposing team's quarterback. I got Drew Cohen tweets at me with another headline. It says, Commanders' new offensive line paves the way for JD5 and running game to shine. I think maybe I'm the only one that sleep on this. Last year, you ran the ball against New York really well. And I know because they have Dexter Lawrence in the middle of this defense, there is this assumption that they're a legit, bona fide run-stuffing team. They're not. And last year in the two meetings against New York, Brian Robinson Jr. went for over 100 yards. And then in the Week 9 matchup, as a team, Washington had a bunch of success running the football. So I don't know what to expect offensively from the Commanders. I do know this. The one thing that could be to their advantage that, you know, I haven't really heard a bunch of people talk about, the tempo that Washington ran with last year, they ran no-huddle offense at a historic clip, and I think it's one of the advantages that they have. And you saw a team like Chicago down the stretch last year kind of mimicking the style of football that, you know, Washington was playing offensively. What if we're witnessing a changing of the guard right now in the National Football League? Because I think we saw it on Thursday night with Philadelphia, just the increase in tempo and, you know, using tempo to your advantage. And to me, if you're Washington, that is how you – you know, mitigate and neutralize this New York Giants pass rush. If you can get them running east and west, you know, running after Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane on screens and things of that nature, you can tire them out, and then that pass rush that we've been so concerned about, I don't think it's going to be as effective. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. I got Rocky Pinnock tweets at me and says, how'd they get you to drive all the way out here to Woodbridge? Ha-ha, work in King's Dominion. Give you a break since you're kind of working. You know what, Rocky? I appreciate you. If you are out in the Woodbridge area We're live out on location at Rally House at Potomac Mills Circle in Woodbridge, Virginia, 2708 Potomac Mills Circle, right across from, right next to the Cheesecake Factory. Got a bunch of cool giveaways going on here in studio, including $250 in Rally House store credit for one lucky person that's able to stop by here this afternoon. We're riding with you till 1:50 here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll begin to get into our players to watch in Nell's Super Six Pack. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge and Willingham taking you up to 1:50. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on deck. Right now, taking your calls on keys to victory for the Washington Commanders as they get geared up for the season opener tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time from Northwest Stadium against the New York Giants. Massive, massive day for Washington Commanders football, not just because it's the season opener. It's also Santana Moss Day out at the stadium. He's getting inducted into the team's Ring of Fame, one of my favorite players growing up as we've gotten to watch this team over the years. And when you think about how miserable the 2000s have been for the Washington Commanders, seeing a guy like Santana Moss get honored definitely seems fitting and appropriate. We found out yesterday, and I mentioned it a couple different times throughout the show, if you're just joining us, Giants going to be without their Pro Bowl left tackle Andrew Thomas in the season opener tomorrow for Washington, despite Noah Brown not participating for really the entirety of training camp, despite, you know, Terry McLaurin not participating for the entirety of training camp. A clean injury report for the Washington Commanders, so they're going to be at full strength. And based on the way, you know, the injury bug, you know, didn't hit them last year, you got to be crossing your fingers that they'll be able to replicate that. But I want to go back out to the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Our guy Paulie is in 757. Wants to chime in. What's up, Paulie?
Hail to the W, man.
What's going on, brother?
Cowboy killer. That's right, man.
Yes, indeed.
Santana, man. You ain't never lied, bro. I always said it, man. Santana, Chris Cooley, and Clinton Portis. Wasted talent, man. We wasted their talents all them years. You know what I mean? Not putting players behind them, not getting sufficient quarterback play. Vinny Serrato, Dan Snyder, but definitely, man, Santana, man, the most electrifying player we'd have had outside of Sean Taylor. You know what I mean? Up until Jaden. Yeah, man, I'm happy for my
guy.
Up until
Jesus, as we call him, brother.
Yeah. 8-9, baby. You know what I mean? Hey, man, it's time to put the peanut butter to the jelly, baby. You got a game tomorrow. Time to put the peanut butter to the jelly. You know what I mean? Listen, man, we got to make Russell Wilson look old, baby. You know what I mean? I never wish injury on a player, but we got to Troy Aikman him, man. You know what I mean? We got to put him out of the game.
I don't know if you want to do that. Hey, Paulie, look, I don't know if you want to do that because the backup might be better.
Man, I ain't scared of no Jackson Dart, bro. You know what I mean? He's still wet, but he's got milk on his breath. Man, he got Similac on his breath. He's wet behind the ears. I really would take him over Russell Wilson, man. Russell know what he's doing back there. He's just old. And we got to make him look old like he looked old in the playoffs last year. You know what I mean? So that's my thing, man. Sure. Get the pressure on Russell. Flush him out that pocket. And get him to the ground. You know, as far as
for sure.
Us on offense, I'm not worried about Thibodeau or Abdul Carter or Burns. I think we handled them pretty good last year. The guy who makes me wake up out of my sleep is Dexter Lawrence in the middle of the defense. That's where we need to be strong at, in the middle of that defense. Over the years, past couple of seasons, we've been able to run against the Giants. So let's get that running game going, and then let's take our shots down the field with Terry, Debo, and the rest of the guys, man. So I'm smelling victory. You know what I mean? I started out with defense first because defense wins championships, baby. And we won the championship run this year, man. You know what I mean? So that's how I see the game. You know what I mean? So, Linnell, let's go, baby.
Yes, sir.
I've never been
let's
so excited
get it done.
To hear your music, man. You know what I mean? Time to put the peanut butter to the jelly, baby.
Let's get it going. Paulie, we appreciate you as always. So DWB tweets at me and says, haven't heard much talk about special teams. And I harped on it yesterday, 4-7 on the Burgundy and Gold today. Like, special teams going to be huge tomorrow, especially when you consider, you know, just how inconsistent Washington's place kicker situation was a season ago. You know, everyone continues to talk about how historically good they were on fourth down. I'd like it if they were a little bit worse on fourth down this year, not because the efficiency rate goes down, but because they're able to trust the place kicker a little bit more, man. Matt Gay is a guy that's been, I don't know if inconsistent is too strong of a word to describe it, but throughout the course of camp in the preseason hasn't been perfect. The one area that I really am raising my eyebrows at when it comes to special teams is their kickoff unit. I always say it. It takes a special type of crazy. You got to have a loose screw to want to run down on kickoff and bust somebody's head open. You know, down in and down out, but, like, that's what Washington did last year. Their kickoff unit was one of the best in the National Football League. They covered the most kicks in the NFL. It was an area, and Dan Quinn's talked about this, where it kind of set the tone for the football game, man. And you think about it, we got the interview Jeremy Chinn last year. When I talked to Jeremy Chinn, I'm asking him, bro, like, I'm a guy that's, you know, play a little bit of college football, play some high school football. No starter on defense wants to play on kickoff. You just don't. So to have – real crash outs, wanting to go down on special teams and make a play and set the tone for the defense, I think it's awesome. On the same token, throughout the course of the preseason, Washington's kickoff coverage unit was not good. First play from scrimmage against the New England Patriots, it's Travion Henderson, 100 yards to the house. When you think about the game against Cincinnati, the kicking wasn't very good in terms of the distance of these kicks. And now with the new kickoff return rules, you want to put the ball in play. You want to get the ball in the landing zone because if you don't, you know, the opposing team gets to start with the football at the 35-yard line. So I think Washington has the war daddies on special teams to go down and make plays. When you're talking about Nick Ballore and Jordan McGee and Jeremy Reeves and so on and so forth, they've got the bodies to do it. It's just about how disciplined you're going to be when it comes to your special teams in 2025. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP, taking your calls on your keys to victory for tomorrow afternoon. Washington in New York, locking horns, 1 p.m. Eastern time from Northwest Stadium. We found out on Wednesday it will be a sellout crowd out in Landover, and for good reason. Mr. 8-9 day, Santana Moss
getting inducted into the Washington Commanders Ring of Fame. Let's go out to Dez, who's calling from Maryland online. What's going on, Dez?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, I don't remember if you probably remember. I had called last week, right? I was like, you know, for one, I just want to give a special shout-out to you, B-Mitch, and Doc, man. Because I listen to all y'all Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying, all the way up into the Anthony Mackie show to come on, you know what I'm saying, late at night, man. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to say is, bruh, I ain't worried about no keys because we got this locked down. And what I also want to say is, I don't know what's up with – I gave my shout-out to y'all, but I don't know what's up with the rest of them. JP, Grant, and Danny, I don't know why. It seems like every time they come on, it's, we worried about this, and are you questioning this, and is the line going to hold up?
Hey, look, but see, this is what – you must have caught me. You must have caught me on the wrong day. Well, look, I'll give you my official prediction before we get out of here, but this is what I would say, and people are tweeting at me with this right now as well. It's week one. It's a divisional game. You didn't really treat the preseason with any sort of seriousness. Jaden Daniels didn't throw one pass attempt throughout the entirety of the preseason. Just because we're giving both sides of the coin doesn't mean anyone's worried, anyone's concerned. That's our job, brother. That's just the way it is.
He picked us to lose. Hey, look, how you got us losing?
Look, that's his prerogative. Look, it's cool. and if you've been listening, brother, you know what I said. Even if we do lose, it doesn't change the way that I view the season. It's week one. You didn't really treat the preseason with any sort of seriousness. It's not no way. We beat them twice last year by a combined 8 points. And you're saying there's no way we can lose? Now somebody's going to turn on their radio and be like, what the hell is Linnell talking about? I'm keeping it real. That's the problem that I got with y'all. Y'all don't want to keep it real. I gave you my Monday morning headline. We'll take them how they come. Appreciate the call as always, brother. Y'all have to have some sort and some dose of reality to the situation, right? I keep telling y'all, there are people out there. First of all, it feels like everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid, and for good reason, right? You punched your ticket to the conference title game for the first time in my lifetime, right? You won 12 games for the first time in my lifetime. You have a legitimate, bona fide QB1 for the first time in my lifetime. But as a former player, I know how players think. Look. No one gives a rat's ass about what happened last year. Last year means nothing. You're 0-0. Your offensive rookie of the year means nothing. Your high-octane offense means nothing. On the flip side, your poor defense in terms of stopping the run ultimately means nothing. I want to go back to the run defense here for a second because it's definitely what has me hot under the collar, and it's the big reason why I have some doubts and reservations about, you know, tomorrow. You replaced John Allen with Javon Kinlaw. I think even the casualist, the football fan, will tell you throughout the duration of both of those two dudes' careers, one guy has multiple Pro Bowl appearances, one guy doesn't. Call it what it is, right? And I'm rooting for Javon Kinlaw, man. He's one of us, right? Southeast D.C. baby. I get the whole narrative, but like I mentioned it earlier in the week, like it's on him. He's the X factor coming up on Sunday because if you think the Giants give a damn about what you accomplished last year, we played the audio yesterday on the Burgundy and Gold Today. Drew Phillips spoke for every team in the National Football League. You go from being the bottom feeder of the NFL, the bottom feeder of the NFC, to teams now want to play the Washington Commanders. You're who everyone gets up for. You're going to get everyone's best shot week in and week out. My question is, are you ready for it? And I think that they are, right? When you have a veteran-laden locker room with Bobby Wagner and Von Miller and Zach Ertz and Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore, guys that have done it and been at the top of their game for years, I think they're above this idea of regression or complacency because Dan Quinn, say what you want about him, right? And I remember the hiring cycle last year and how it felt like the air got sucked out of the balloon when we didn't land Ben Johnson and we didn't land, you know, Mike McDonald, rather, who's now in Seattle. Dan Quinn was no consolation prize. Dan Quinn was the best guy for the job. When you look across this coaching staff, it is littered with former players. Ken Norton Jr., Sharif Floyd, William Gay, who's a Super Bowl champion. It's all throughout Ryan Kerrigan, right? Like, it's Daryl Tapp. It's all throughout the coaching staff. When you have guys that have been through the fire before telling you what to do, it hits a little bit different, right? I'm sure you all have at least played up to the high school level. You know damn well if your high school coach wasn't good at high school football or if your high school football coach, you know, didn't play high school football, it's hard to respect him. It's hard to pick up what he's putting down. And I think for Washington, what the last caller alluded to, and I think it's fair, this idea of, well, people are being negative and they're harping on the possibility and the potential of a loss. It's just being real. It's being open. It's being honest. It's being objective. And look, the guys on our station, my colleagues, JP, Grant, Danny, been fans all their life, been fans longer than I've been born. So I don't think it's some idea of them, you know, wanting the group to lose. They're just being real. They're just being real. It's hard to replicate success year in and year out throughout the National Football League. You won 12 games last year with one of the easiest schedules in the National Football League. Your six games in the division this year are much more difficult because Philadelphia is better, Dallas is better. You're going to find out Sunday that New York is better. And then we got to see it last night. The AFC West is loaded. The winner of that division may only have 10 or 11 wins because they're going to be beating up on each other. So we'll see what happens. You all have finally got me ready. It's prediction time. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, line up on the phones. We'll go rapid fire as we end the show here. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. Your prediction for tomorrow's season opener between the Washington Commanders and the New York Giants. We'll take your calls on that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One final segment before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They're bringing Nats on deck, getting you ready for Nats baseball coming up here this afternoon right here on The Fan. Right now, taking your calls to 1-800-636-1067. The Washington Commanders season opener tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time against the New York Giants. Finally getting to play a meaningful football game after last year's special Cinderella run type season. 12 wins for the first time since the 90s, punching your ticket to the conference championship for the first time since the 90s. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, you get to show whether or not last year was real or not, man, and I'm super-duper excited about it. I know a lot of people have looked at the Giants as like a lesser opponent. I don't think it's going to be that way at all. I think it's going to be a rock fight tomorrow. It's probably the best way that I can describe it because it's week one, because it's two teams that are super familiar with each other based off of, you know, the history within the division. I think it's going to be a really good football game. The big determining factor for me, one, can you stop the run? Two, can you win the turnover battle? And then The other thing that we talked about when we gave, you know, our keys to victory, can you limit the explosives of the New York Giants? And last year, Malik Nabers had his coming out party against the Washington Commanders. It was 18 targets throughout the course of the game. He had 10 catches, 120 yards. Malik Nabers and the Giants' passing attack won't be a factor if you can be disciplined and play the run well on first and second down. And that, to me, is what I'm going to continue to harp on. I know people were laughing, saying, put it on a T-shirt, do this, do that. It just is what it is, man. I think football coaches throughout the world, no matter what level you're coaching at, little league, high school, rec league, college, the NFL, stopping the run is like one of the Ten Commandments of football. And if you can't do that, it's going to be hard for you to have team success. Your predictions, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Lem is in Woodbridge, wants to chime in. What's going on, Lem?
What's up? I just want to holler at you, man. Hit you with a PSA for all my tailgaters. They are making us go in once the games start. We cannot stay out in the parking lot like we normally do and have a good time and chill outside. They are making you go in. So don't come there thinking you're going to sit outside once the game starts. And my prediction,
you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Absolutely, man. It's heartbreaking, but hey.
Is that new? Like, have you gotten info as to why that is or what?
I don't know why it is. They got more fans coming now that wasn't coming before.
I know they've put additional seats in there, yeah. Even the parking is sold out for tomorrow, so.
Well, the parking spaces used to be 10 feet wide. Now they made them 8 feet wide to get more parking spaces.
Oh, Lord.
So they're cramming us in. I'm telling you, Lem.
What you got, though, as far as the prediction, though, Lem? And, damn, you're out in Woodbridge, man. You might as well stop by Rally House. Come get you a gift card.
I was going to stop by and see you, man. I'm sitting here loading up the truck now, man, trying to get things ready for tomorrow.
I'm out here waiting. Make sure you bring something tasty and an adult beverage.
Oh, man, I got the bomb sangria. Everybody knows.
I hear you. What you got, Lem, as far as a prediction goes?
27-17. Washington. Yeah.
So I can see us scoring. So how do you think we get to 27? Because I continue to say it. I was saying this to Chris Russell earlier in the week, man. Just based off of the way they look throughout the course of camp on offense, and obviously that's minus Terry McLaurin, it's minus Noah Brown. I have real doubts and reservations about, you know, if they'll be able to hit the ground running on offense. But defensively, I definitely think they'll be ready because they look good throughout the course of camp.
It's going to be two quick touchdowns, field goal, touchdown. The ceiling.
Hey, I dig it. Look, Lem, if you like it, I love it, brother. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Guess I'll open up the line for my prediction here as we get you geared up for tomorrow's season opener for the Washington Commanders. My prediction is this. I gave you my Monday morning headline. And if you're just now joining us, my Monday morning headline is we'll take them how they come. That's because I think this is going to be an ugly football game. I like Washington tomorrow, 19-14. I think it is going to be sloppy on both sides of the football. It's what happens when, you know, your team treats the month of, you know, September like the month of August. Washington did not play their guys a ton throughout the course of the preseason. They did not get the benefit of the second joint practice the way that they did a season ago. I think they'll be able to win because I have unwavering faith in the quarterback. How it happens to me, though, is going to be the big question here. And I've said this several times throughout the show. I led the charge with this last season when people were calling me crazy. This run defense, you're going to find out by this time tomorrow, 1:43 Eastern time, you'll know whether or not their run defense is better or not. And if it's not, they are going to really struggle to replicate last year's success. But I do have a lot of faith in Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne and the other fellas. If I'm being objective about it, though, the thing that concerns me the most about Washington's run defense is the lack of depth on the interior, right? I think, you know, traditionally, based off of the way they played their guys in Dallas, they don't want their defensive tackles playing, you know, 70-75% of the snaps. Jerzon Newton, Eddie Goldman, two guys that are going to be up and active tomorrow. There can't be some sort of major drop-off when Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne exit out of the football game. Honestly, it's going to be hot. Dudes haven't played a bunch. You're going to be out of shape. It's just the way that the season opener goes in the National Football League. And I hate to keep harping on last year, but last year with this group, it took them six quarters to really begin to get going, right? The first four against Tampa was awful. The first half against New York in week two was awful. So we'll see how quickly they're able to get started. In terms of putting some guys under the microscope, I wanted to do that before we got out of here. I wanted to bring an L Super Six Pack, but we'll get you an abbreviated version. There is a matchup, I guess, that I think is really going to determine how this football game goes tomorrow. We keep mentioning the benefits of adding a guy like a Laremy Tunsil and improving the pass protection along this offensive line. I would have told Laremy Tunsil straight up, I would have called him into my office, I would have said, sit down, big fella. You're getting no help tomorrow. You're a Pro Bowler, you're all pro. You're not getting any help when it comes to trying to stop Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter and company. We've got to leave you on an island. We're not chipping you because we got to give help to the young pup, Josh Connerly Jr. And that is the matchup that I'm going to be putting under the microscope. How does Josh Connerly Jr. Tomorrow handle his first ever NFL start? I thought he was awesome throughout the course of the preseason. I thought from day one of camp to the final day of camp, he was the most improved commander. The question is going to be, though, how improved is he for the season opener? That's going to do it, though, for the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham as we lead you into Washington Nationals baseball. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. I'm back with you tomorrow, myself and Denton Day, for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.